you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo. I am a writer and entrepreneur in California. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. What a lovely day we have today.
Certainly is. Workplace conflicts are nothing new. I mean, I think many of us have experienced disagreeable coworkers or can point to at least one or two experiences where a project was derailed or harmed by conflict within the team. But whatever the reason for the conflict, you say we should never hold a grudge. Why is that?
Because a grudge is like a cancer. Mm-hmm. It really prevents us from seeing clearly the problem. It's like a sliver in your finger can cause great pain, even though it's very tiny. I mean, it could be just, you know, almost invisible to the naked eye. It can be a real thorn in our skin. Mm-hmm. And that's the way a grudge is. A grudge, even though it can be a small one, or we think it's small, it's like a sliver. It works its way in, and then pretty soon it's causing an inflammation, an infection maybe, and maybe even irreparable damage. As they say, for the want of a nail, a shoe was lost, and for the want of a shoe, a horse was lost, and
right.
So forth.
Yeah.
So you can refer to the grudge like a little nail. Even though, well, it's just a small thing. You know, it's not something that I think is a big problem. But grudges are very damaging because they have enmity embedded in that problem. Enmity meaning that you have bad feelings and harm for that person with whom you hold a grudge. So, yeah, that's what grudges are extremely, extremely dangerous.
I like how you've described it before as a hand grenade, that you're sitting there with the pin pulled in your hand. You're holding that little spoon from the grenade in your hand, and it's just sitting there, and a grudge helps it. It just festers until you've got to drop that grenade, and it'll go off. So the grenade's going to go off eventually, and that grudge is the grenade that'll eventually go off. You can ignore it if you want, but you've got a grudge there that's somehow or another going to impact you down the line, and maybe in a big way, the way a grenade would.
Exactly. So, you know, as you pointed out, you know, you can only hold on to that grenade so long before it blows up. So, you know, holding a grudge only gets worse. You know, your hand, when you hold the hand grenade, doesn't feel stronger. Your hand feels weaker as you try to grip that spoon to keep that hammer from releasing that, mm-hmm. That firing pin. And so, you know, the only way you can get rid of that grudge is to not let it fester in the first place. In other words, don't let it become a hand grenade in your hand.
How do we deal with it then? If we have a grudge, if I'm holding a grudge, or you know somebody, you're a manager and you're trying to deal with somebody who appears to be holding a grudge. I mean, we want to be the bigger person, but what do we do to help address that so that, I don't know, in a sense, put the pin back in?
Well, you know, judge and grudge go together. So what causes a grudge is you judge. In other words, you're having a judgment, as you were a grudgement, against some individual or some situation. And that's what ends up being the damaging item. So, you know, don't judge. In other words, don't blame or don't come to a judgment on something for which you don't have the authority to do. And so, you know, judge and grudge go, as I said, go together. And if you judge, then you're more likely to hold a grudge. Now, how do you put the pin back in after you've pulled it.
Right.
You know, it's not as easy. Hmm. And I don't know how many people out there listening to this podcast understand, you know, how
the mechanism of a grenade.
Yeah, that, exactly. But that pin that has to be put back in is not easy to do. It's not, because you got to line up two objects together, and exactly, and that pin fits exactly in that space. And so, you know, lining up that spoon to that hinge point where the pin goes in is very, very difficult to do. Hmm. So best not to pull the pin, and best not to have that hand grenade with the pin pulled.
Does it require us to swallow our pride and just, you know, it is hard, because it's multi-layered. If you're going to deal with a grudge, you've got to come up with some sort of forgiveness in your, even if it's not outward to the other person. Maybe it has to be, I don't know, but you have to come up with some forgiveness. You've got to, set aside your pride. You got to do whatever it takes to make that grudge, nullify that grudge. Right. I mean, if you're going to put the pin back, it takes work.
Yeah. So, you know, all those who are listening, think of, do you hold a grudge? In other words, if you hold a grudge, meaning if you hold enmity toward anyone, you know, the one that's being damaged is the one that's holding that hand grenade or that grudge, not the person that you hold it against. The hand grenade example is strictly just to show how much damage the grudge does, and not to the person you hold the grudge against, but to yourself. As I mentioned earlier, it's like a cancer. I mean, it begins to spread, and once it starts to spread, sometimes you just can't get rid of that, mm-hmm. that without some help from others, because it becomes very festering. So the best time to get rid of a grudge is a very moment that it occurs. And so if you recognize your grudge like that hand grenade before you pull the pin, then you're more likely to not be harmed by that grudge. So a grudge doesn't harm the person you hold the grudge against. A grudge harms you that holds that grudge.
Thank you for your time, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
Find out more at toughthingsfirst.com. Tough Things First on Facebook, and Ray, your Twitter and LinkedIn. The book is available at major book retailers and Amazon. Tough Things First. Read it, improve your productivity, and also find out more about how you can do things like release the pressure of the spring-loaded thing that is your grudge.
And also feel free to contact us if you agree or disagree with some things we might have said on a podcast, or if you'd like to chime in with your own ideas. We're open. We're open to discuss your concerns. So let us know. Send us a note either on LinkedIn, Twitter, or on our Facebook, and also directly into email directly to me at toughthingsfirst.com.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be with you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.